Good morning, Kansas City, and welcome to our Kansas City Christian Faith Center radio broadcast. This is Dr. Michelle McIntosh, First Lady of this church, and I will be teaching for the remainder of this year while my husband, Pastor McIntosh, is on sabbatical. Pastor is scheduled to return December 2021. We thank you for joining us and trust that this time together will be a blessing to all our listeners. And if you like what you hear, please invite your loved ones to tune in as well. Due to the coronavirus, our church continues to meet every Sunday by way of teleconferencing. Please join us every Sunday afternoon from 2 p.m. to 3:30 p.m. via freeconference.com. Our call-in number is 605-313-4834 and the access code is 997-020#. You may also obtain this call-in information on our website at kccfc.net. One more important announcement. I am happy to advise that on September 2nd, 2021, my book titled Prayers That Reach the Throne of God was released for sale. You may purchase my book on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, or visit our website at kccfc.net. This God-inspired teaching on prayer will give you the understanding on how to pray effectively against Satan and his demonic assignments. We are more than conquerors in all things through Jesus. Amen. Let's continue with my teaching titled, The Fruit of the Born-Again Spirit. This teaching is an in-depth study of the book of Galatians chapter 5. The Holy Spirit gave me this teaching in response to all of the negative and abusive rhetoric and confrontations we experience and hear about daily. People in general are operating by their ungodly thoughts and emotions and lashing out at others for no apparent reason. Satan has persuaded these individuals to act out their aggression on the innocent and those weaker than themselves. Rarely do we hear reported on the news about individuals who have demonstrated acts of kindness or compassion on behalf of others. Listener, you may be in a hurting situation and feeling isolated, but unfortunately, you are not alone. There are hurting people all over the world, in our communities and families, because of living under the influence of the lies of Satan. Christians have the answer, and the truth is found in Jesus. We are the light of the world, and we of all people should be able to demonstrate the perfect love of God to others. Satan and his evil assignments cannot prevail when God's people live according to the Holy Bible. In Jesus, we got the victory over all of Satan's lies and attacks. However, it is the responsibility of each Christian to grow in the attributes and character of our Savior if we want to enjoy peace of mind and prosperity, spirit, soul, and body. If you are interested in being a godly example of Jesus Christ and growing in faith, growing in love, growing in joy, growing in peace, growing in patience, growing in kindness, growing in godliness, growing in faithfulness, growing in gentleness, and growing in self-control, please join me every Wednesday morning to study the fruit of the born-again spirit. I began this teaching on August 25th, 2021. So if you were not with us from the beginning of this teaching, or you would like to re-listen to the previous programs aired, please go to our website at kccfc.net to hear any of the episodes now archived under our radio page. You may also give us your comments and or questions by way of our website at any time. We welcome them all. For this study, I will be quoting from the Holy Spirit Encounter Bible, unless otherwise stated. Now let's continue where I left off last week. We were examining the fruit of the born-again spirit of man as listed in Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 and 23 when I ran out of time. Let's complete our examination of the fruit of peace. I will reread my definition from the New Westminster Dictionary of the Bible and remind you where we should look to for our answers to life. Peace, in the Hebrew, is the word shalom, S-H-A-L-O-M, translated to be complete or sound, representing a state of complete harmony, including safety, security, welfare, prosperity, health, contentment, and cessation from war. Under the New Testament, the word denotes the inner poise and tranquility of the Christian believer, who, because he knows God's grace through Christ and is assured of God's continued care, meets even the hardest experiences of life with unbroken joy and quiet trust. Keep in mind that fruit requires growth and development. The fruit of our born-again spirit must be nurtured with God's word and given time to develop by using that particular fruit in our everyday living. The more we use love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control, the greater that attribute or character of God will grow in us. We know from God's word that these attributes bring life more abundantly and not death. As a reminder, these fruits are deposited into our spirit at the time of salvation in Jesus. As Christians, our life's guidebook is the Holy Bible. Therefore, to define what is right or wrong on any topic, the act must be in accordance with God's word, not what society says is right or wrong. Because we know that Satan is running this corrupt world system, and he has deceived the world to be his tools of destruction. Therefore, Christians must follow the leading of the Holy Spirit and not this corrupt world system. I will be reading from the New King James Bible for the following passages. We are in a spiritual war, and we must know what to say and do to keep Satan out of our lives. I will ask you to please turn to the book of Ephesians, chapter 6. We will read Ephesians 6, verses 10 through 13. Verse 10 says, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand." Listener, I want to point out some very key and important words that are being used in this passage. Please go back to verse number 10. The word tells us that we must be strong, and we must be strong in the Lord, not of our own strength, but in the Lord, Jesus Christ, and in the power of his might. So this is why it's so important for us to study what God's word says about who we are in Christ. So when the challenges of life come against us, we will be able to stand against Satan, because we know what the promises tell us, that we got the victory, no exception. Then in verse number 11, it says, "Put on the whole armor." We are clothed the armor of God so that Satan cannot be effective against us. We can stand against his wiles or schemes day after day because Jesus has already won the victory. We are to learn who we are in Christ so that Satan will not deceive us and cause us stress, anxiety, worry on those issues that he will challenge us with. All right. Now, I concede that the world has moments of peace. However, in order to live in the peace of God, you must first know the Prince of Peace as your personal Savior and Lord. Secondly, you must be filled with the Holy Spirit with the evidence of speaking with other tongues. And thirdly, you must be grounded in a church home that is teaching the uncompromising Word of God. The Word of God warns us that while we are in this world, we will have tribulations. Therefore, don't be surprised when you hear threatening news of mass foreclosures or a need for a second test to rule out cancer or an outbreak of COVID-19 or even murders. No, instead be of good cheer, for your Lord of hosts has overcome the world. In Him, Jesus the Christ, we have peace because our Lord delivers us out of all persecutions and afflictions. Let's read direct from the Bible these promises that our Lord has made to His children. I will be reading from the New King James Bible. Let's start with the book of John. Please turn to John chapter 16. We're going to read verse 33. Jesus is speaking. John 16:33 says, "These things I, Jesus, have spoken to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world." So we know that tribulations, issues, challenges are going to come against all of us. But we don't have to be afraid. We don't have to operate in fear because Jesus has overcome the world. So if there's an issue that comes against us, we have a promise from the living God, from our Savior Lord Jesus the Christ, that if we would just accept the promises that He has already provided for us and speak that word over that situation, we have victory. Amen and amen. All right, let's turn to 2 Timothy chapter 3. 2 Timothy chapter 3, we're going to read two verses, 10 and 11. And Apostle Paul is speaking. Verse 10 says, "But you have carefully followed my doctrine, manner of life, purpose, faith, long-suffering, love, perseverance. Persecutions and afflictions which happened to me at Antioch, at Iconium, at Lystra. What persecutions I endured, and out of them all the Lord delivered me." Now, God is not a respecter of person. If He will do it for one, He is obligated by His word to do it for all of us. So Apostle Paul was telling us that in every challenge, every persecution, every issue, God delivered him out of them all. And He will do the same for you and me. But we must know what our promises are, who we are in Jesus Christ, and live out the word in a daily basis. All right. Further, God tells us in Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7, "Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." Again, be anxious for nothing. We have the victory in Christ Jesus. We have to submit to the Word of God and then look to our Savior and Lord for the final outcome, which is victory all day long. Amen. We do not need to worry because we can cast our cares on Him who cares for us. When we put our Lord God first, He is obligated by His word to protect and provide for us. Living in God's peace is a direct result of being obedient to His word. Let's read some supporting scriptures from the Holy Bible. I will continue to read from the New King James Bible. Please turn to the book of Psalm 34. We will read Psalm 34, verses 14 through 17. Verse 14 says, "Depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. The eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are open to their cry. The face of the Lord is against those who do evil, to cut off the remembrance of them from the earth." Verse 17, "The righteous cry out, and the Lord hears and delivers them out of all their troubles." Amen. Now, I want to go back to verse 14 and emphasize some very important points that this passage is making. Because Christians, we have to know what our responsibilities are so that we can live in this great peace that God has provided for us. So verse 14, the last part of the verse says, "Seek peace and pursue it." Now, how do we seek peace and pursue it? Well, the first part of this teaching, we highlighted and examined the sins of the sinful nature. So we know what things we should not be doing. And then in this part of the teaching, we're examining the individual fruits that are listed in Galatians chapter 5 and the way we should operate in this earth realm. So when we're seeking peace, we're looking for good for all mankind, and we're going to pursue it, and we're going to pursue it by being obedient to God's word. Then in verse 15, it says, "The eyes of the Lord are on the righteous." Those who are righteous are those who have accepted salvation in Jesus. We are the righteousness of God. We have right standing with the living God. Now, for emphasis, I want to go back to verse 17, and I want to read that last verse one more time. Listen carefully. It says, "The righteous cry out, and the Lord hears and delivers them out of all their troubles." Not some of their troubles, not just the little issues of life, but all of their troubles. Amen and glory to our living God. All right, let's continue with the book of Matthew. Matthew 6, we're going to read verses 25 through 33. Again, Matthew 6, 25 through 33. Jesus is speaking. Verse 25 says, "Therefore I, Jesus, say to you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, or about your body, what you will put on. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air, for they neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they?" Verse 27, "Which of you by worrying can add one cubit to its stature? So why do you worry about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. And yet I say to you that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Now if God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith?" Verse 31, "Therefore do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For after all these things the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things." Last verse, verse 33, "But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you." Oh, listener, I want to let you know there's no better life than that in being in Jesus, following his precepts and accepting His promises and applying them to your life. If every Christian could understand the importance of walking according to the Holy Scriptures, this Church of Jesus Christ would truly be a mighty church, and the second coming of Jesus Christ could take place. But for emphasis, I do want to highlight a couple of things. Let's go back to verse 32. It says, "For all these things the Gentiles or sinners seek." Yes, when you look at society today, you look at those individuals who have no hope in Jesus, they're looking for money as their answer, for other individuals in their lives to give them that peace. But we know from scriptures that that peace that surpasses all understanding only comes from knowing the Prince of Peace, Jesus the Christ. So we want to make sure that we know Him first through accepting His salvation and then finding out what His salvation includes so that we can live in victory all the days of our lives. And then the last verse, verse 33, I want to highlight by rereading it. It says, "But seek first." Notice it didn't say only. It says, "Seek first the kingdom of God." So study the word, apply the word, and His righteousness. And His righteousness comes through Jesus Christ. And all these things, what things? Those things that you need in this earth realm to live healthy and wise, prosperous. All these things shall be added to you because you are being obedient to God's word. All right, let's continue with the book of Colossians. Please go to Colossians chapter 3. We're going to read two verses, 14 and 15. Verse 14 says, "But above all these things, put on love, which is the bond of perfection, and let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which also you were called in one body, and be thankful." All right, so here are our marching orders. The scripture, verse 14 says, "Put on love, which is the bond of perfection." So we know that even because that fruit is in you, it is not automatic to come out unless you allow the love of God to be shown in you. So you're going to have to put on that love, and then you're going to have to walk in it. And you can do that, Christian, because you are made in the image of God. You have His attributes and character in you. And then in verse 15, it says, "And let the peace of God rule in your hearts." You have to let it rule. You can't be stressed out, anxious, and worried about other individuals. You have to get yourself submitted to the word of God, and it will give you the peace that God has provided for us through His work in Jesus Christ. Again, "And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which also you were called in one body, and be thankful." Amen. Listener, take note that the word "let," which implies that you must allow or give permission. You have to choose to live in God's peace and not get distracted by Satan's lies and deception. And our peace is established on the promises of God that provide the solution to every challenge of life. Let's go to the book of John, John 14. We're going to read one verse, verse 27. John 14, 27. Jesus is speaking. "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." Here again we hear that the responsibility of accepting God's peace in our life and operating according to His word is on us. We have to allow the peace of God to dwell in us. So you can do that when you know what the Word of God says regarding your situation, because you're going to cast that care on the Lord and you're going to operate by faith that God is in charge and He has resolved it in the spirit realm. All you'll be doing is thanking the Lord for the manifestation. Turn over those issues of life that are holding you down. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Hear again, hear this, listener. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Amen. All right, family. So that concludes our examination of the fruit of peace. Let's go on to examine the fourth fruit of our born-again spirit, which is patience. I will read my definition from the New Webster's Dictionary and remind you where we should look to for our answers to life. Keep in mind that fruit requires growth and development. The fruit of our born-again spirit must be nurtured with God's word and given time to develop by using that particular fruit in our everyday living. The more we use love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control, the greater that attribute or character of God will grow in us. I'm sorry, family. My time is up. Please return next week as we continue our study on the fruit of the born-again spirit. Thank you for sharing this time with us. And if this message has been a blessing to you, please consider supporting this ministry with a financial offering. You may send your tax-deductible gift to Kansas City Christian Faith Center at P.O. Box 171431, Kansas City, Kansas 66117, or visit our website at kccfc.net and give online. Until next Wednesday morning, we love you and confess in faith that you will live in victory, spirit, soul, and body. In Jesus' name, amen.